hard.
50, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better, you know, for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl,
we are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hope you're enjoying your Football Tuesday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are going to have so much great stuff for you. Doug Deacon will stop by, and we're going to talk about, yeah, rookie camp. That opens tomorrow. It's upon us, folks. Football, the sense of football is really here. This is what training camp is. The offseason workouts, yeah, they give you a little taste, but training camp and starting with just the rookies only tomorrow, and all of them aboard, all of them signed, which is what was expected. The upset would have been if they started without one of those first two picks, but Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon under contract, so that's great news, and that's out of the way, and that discussion's off the table. So now you've got the full complement of rookies participating tomorrow here in Berea, tomorrow afternoon, and then on Friday, there will be the start of everybody in town, and seeing some of the veterans also show up today as they're checking in, some of them a little bit earlier than others. And then you'll have the full group on the field. Reporting day for everybody is Thursday, and then the camp practices begin on Friday, and then we're off and we're underway. Very, very excited about that. You're also going to hear from Emmanuel Acho, one of the Browns' rookie linebackers, checking in today. Jameer Howerton sits down with him. And we hear from you. You submit your comments, your questions in various ways. Facebook and Twitter pages, that's one way, the Browns official Facebook Twitter pages, and also via our official, they're all official, Browns voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6134, as this gentleman has done.
Hey, this is Tom, lifelong Browns fan. Just wondering why, last year especially, I noticed we never wear our Browns jerseys, even at home, our Brown jerseys. The only team I noticed that wore all white all year long. Wasn't a very good year either. We're the Cleveland Browns. Let's at least wear our Brown jerseys at home. Thank you.
Yeah, and again, you've been heard. You and many other fans who've complained about this jersey thing, and I think this is a good time to bring this up as we get ready to kick off training camp and effectively get the season, the 2012 season underway. You heard this from Mike Holmgren. Well, you might not have heard this, but Mike Holmgren said this during his, I think, most recent news briefing, said that the Brown jerseys will be broken out and worn by this team at some home games. A lot of it will also depend on weather and such. If it's a super hot day, darker colored shirts aren't necessarily the best way to go for anybody, but least of all football players who are, you know, exerting in the heat. But you're going to see the Brown jerseys, and I think that's a great thing. And I'm with you, part of that whole idea of just changing it up, the all-white look. There was tradition to that and thought behind that, but and you point out it wasn't a very good year. I don't know that uniforms have anything to do with a team's success, but it's pretty typical in sports that we associate, you know, bad things often with what the apparel is or isn't for a particular team or individual players. So the Brown jersey look will be returning, I'm happy to say. We are also going to take some questions here and comments from Facebook. And we'll kick this off with Dustin from Facebook. He says, we all love Jim Brown, but really, Living in Alabama, I've watched Trent Richardson play a lot. This guy is not an ordinary player. That is what Jim Brown had referred to him as. He says Richardson's extremely fast, ungodly strong, elusive, and a quick thinker. Well, I go along with all those points, Dustin, and I think, you know, it does give Trent Richardson something to think about, maybe. I doubt that it's going to be the lone driving force. Think about this, too. His age and when Jim Brown played, he's quite aware of Jim Brown, the Hall of Famer, of what that name means in football and to this team, to this town. But I think he's really living, Trent, in his own world on this situation of proving himself as a football player, as someone who, again, is deserving of that third overall pick, deserving of the large contract he just signed today that makes him one of the higher paid players, certainly coming into this league and into his position. But yeah, and making good on all of that, and I think he's got motivation enough there. I don't think he needs to hear that from Brown specifically, or needs to keep replaying that in his head as something that might drive him. But all your points, and for the reasons you just said, the speed, the strength, the elusiveness, the thinking, the vision that he has. And I especially like that you brought that up, because that is something that's evident when you watched him in the non-contact workouts, in those off-season workouts. I mean, going beyond what he did for Alabama, just seeing what he does just in the open field, and how he see the great running backs, the really good running backs, are the ones who see several steps ahead, not just a step ahead. Eric via Facebook: the absolute best thing about Richardson is that he stays away from the media and the drama. We lose players, and he inserted Peyton Hillis, Braylon Edwards in parentheses, due to this all the time, as does every team in every sport. But guys like this, meaning, having the fact that he is not someone who is prone to this, and I agree with your point, Eric, is probably an outstanding thing and a quality that will serve him well, to not get caught up in, as you put it, drama. That often is the beginning of the end, for at least my experience with any player, to be more focused on what I call the wrong thing, to be thinking about what is said, what is written about that player, and doing stuff that garners attention beyond what you do on the field. And I don't mean endorsements and all the spoils that come with success as an individual player, but the wrong things. And we saw enough of that, and we went through enough of that. And the drama that was here, especially with Peyton Hillis this past year, was counterproductive. I don't know how much it contributed to the losses this team suffered, but it didn't help this team win any more games. And I think it contributed to him, plus health issues, I guess, but it contributed to him being a less effective player, because his head was somewhere else. His mind was not in where it needed to be to help this team succeed. Chad from Facebook: Josh Gordon is the most important addition to the Browns. Wow. I don't know if I'm going to go that far. In fact, I won't go that far. The most important addition to the Browns, player-wise, in my mind, has to be Brandon Whedon, because you're talking about the quarterback spot, and you're talking about the most important position, and a player with a chance to give this team the biggest difference-making entity that it has. Trent Richardson's huge addition, hugely important, and I'm not diminishing his importance, but I'm going with quarterback first. That's the guy that I think can make the biggest difference to opening up a whole lot that happens offensively in a good way for a team that badly needs it. Richardson will contribute as well. Richardson will help open up things for the passing game. He will make multiple contributions, but the most important addition to this team is the QB, and I think that should play out. And yeah, Josh Gordon's going to help the QB, but I think the QB is going to do a whole lot to help Gordon and the other receivers have success. And I think Gordon is a really good fit for the size-speed ratio, all that he brings to the table in that regard makes him a really good fit for this team physically, and then we'll see how the rest comes together. He gets his first action in a long time when he puts on a uniform and gets on the field tomorrow here in Berea as the rookies take to the rookie camp. All right, we've got much more coming up for you. I'll answer more of your questions and review more of your comments as we go along in the show. But in a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from Doug Deacon, the analyst from the Browns Radio Network, teaming up with the great Jimmy Donovan, who was so great to fill in for yours truly last week. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty has been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Bama Heights, Vermilion.
Hey fans, did you know that hundreds of common medications can cause a serious side effect called dry mouth? It's not only annoying, if left untreated, dry mouth can cause serious oral complications. While you can always ask the trusted pharmacist at Discount Drug Mart about dealing with drug side effects, the easy answer to relieving dry mouth symptoms is to add Oasis Moisturizing Mouthwash to your daily routine. And for on-the-go dry mouth symptom relief, don't forget to check out Oasis Moisturizing Mouth Spray, the portable dry mouth solution that fits right in your pocket or purse. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a progressive insurance alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Why wouldn't you try it?
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that, my friend, is why it's called a gazebo.
Once again, I find myself at Bonefish Grill for summer fresh catches. Tonight's protagonist, Lady Lobster. Her peak of the season succulents isn't around long, so I dive right into a bowl of authentic lobster bisque, fresh, creamy, and just $8.90. At the adjacent table is quite the spectacle. New England herself has plated a robustly chunked lobster roll, only $13.90. But I digress. For my grilled lobster and steak duet just arrived. A tale of forbidden love between a wood-grilled steak and cold water lobster. Along on this amorous adventure, a fresh Georgia peach martini. Too bad this summer lobster romance can't last all year long.
And for a limited time, try our King Salmon at Bonefish Grill. Dynamite King Salmon at wood-grilled steak, then topped with lump crab and spinach.
An explosion of flavor. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77, visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on this Football Tuesday edition. Hey, join Mike Holmgren for the second annual Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally on July 28th. That is Saturday. Benefiting Cleveland Browns Foundation and Greater Cleveland Fisher House. The ride will begin at Southeast Harley-Davidson and end at the Cleveland Browns training facility right here in Berea. Riders will receive complimentary food and beverage and also have the exclusive opportunity to watch the Cleveland Browns private walkthrough practice at the end of the ride. The Browns Motorcycle Rally is in association with Great Clips and Quaker Steak and Lube. To find out more or to sign up today, visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Really happy to have with us now from the Browns Radio Network, the one and only Doug Deacon. Doug, how you doing, man?
Doing fine, Vic.
All right, well, rookie minicamp starts tomorrow. Rookie training camp. I'm so used to that term, minicamp. We're in the training camp. But it starts tomorrow with rookies on the field. Then Friday, the full-fledged camp begins. First, let's talk about tomorrow and just the idea of getting these rookies back together again. Really, the part to this football team that is creating the excitement, I think, that a lot of people have, and it's because of those draft picks and seeing them out there tomorrow, I think sort of brings that reality closer to home that, hey, this is why we were all fired up through this offseason.
Well, I think, you know, you go into the offseason this year prior and, you know, you knew you had to fix your offense and that you had to, you know, find some playmakers and get some points on the board. And, you know, Tom Heckert was very creative in how he did it. It didn't work out exactly the way they probably wanted, you know, because obviously they were looking at the receiver Tennessee took, Kendall Wright. But then all of a sudden, you know, he gets Josh Gordon and now he's got his wide receiver. He's got his running back, he's got his quarterback, and he's got a right tackle, and those you know, that's potentially four starters on an offense. That should be a good little shot of adrenaline.
Doug, they're all rookies obviously, but when you think about the whatever chemistry that needs to be built, is it possible to build that in such short order with a Josh Gordon arriving, you know, literally right to the point where his first day on the field is a camp day versus that opportunity that the other players had, rookies and veterans, to go through the offseason workouts. Is there any sort of a hurdle for him to climb on that?
Well, there's a hurdle. I mean, because there's a lot to learn, especially, you know, in this type of offense and the timing and the rhythm that you're trying to get with the quarterback and the fact that, you know, he's been kind of out of football for a little bit. So, you know, yeah, he's going to be, you know, a few steps behind. But with that said, knowing where they took him, knowing what they gave up to, you know, to get him, a second-round pick in a couple years, you know, they've invested in him, and what they've done is this team, I have not seen the numbers, but in the last 2 years, how young, and you know, it has it gotten, and it's gotten, you know, more athletic, and it's gotten tougher, and it's you know, Tom Heckert has built a football team.
Sure. What do you initially want to see when these guys get on the field? What's the first thing that's jumping out at you that you're going to be focused on?
Well, I think, you know, if you're an offensive lineman, I think, you know, you look at Schwartz. The first thing you want to see is how he does against Jabal Sheer. I mean, Jabal Sheer is going to be a very, very good player in this league. And, you know, he's going to get a lot of reps against somebody, and that's just going to help him develop a lot quicker. You know, as far as, you know, Richardson, I you know, you probably won't see a whole lot. I mean, because it's, you know, in the exhibition season, they're not going to play a lot, and you don't want to risk injuries there. But, you know, I think, you know, we know what he has. Whedon, how he grasped the offense. You know, it's you just go up and down the line. And then, you know, and Gordon, as we mentioned, you know, how it's going to look for a quarterback to have, you know, two big receivers like this.
Sure. And that's the other thing. The quarterback, we know, will be getting the vast majority of attention, that position alone. And in particular with Brandon Whedon, I would think that from the time that he worked through the whole offseason, these weeks off that he had, I'm going to guess he didn't stray too far from football. Quarterbacks really can't, right? I mean, I don't necessarily mean he had to be on a field every day doing something, but he certainly, from a mental standpoint, with so much to grasp, so much to understand about the offense, that his head had to really be in the books.
Well, yeah, I'm sure, you know, his head was in the book, and I'm sure his handicap might have dropped a stroke or two. But, you know, with that said, you know, if that's all you do is football, then you burn out. And I think, right, you know, you've got to be able to get away, step back, and then, you know, get your mind fresh and come back in and see what, you know what you've learned from the time away.
We're visiting with Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Doug, when it comes to the camp itself, when these guys are underway and in the grind, it'll be interesting to me now that the coaching dynamic is different, with Brad Childress being present as an offensive coordinator, Nolan Cromwell, a new addition to the staff. Just we watch these guys, how they operated during the offseason workouts, Tim Houck also in the secondary as a new secondary coach. And it'll be interesting to me, at least, to see all that, especially we saw the energy from Nolan Cromwell with the receivers, how that translates when these drills take on a little bit of a different feel, maybe a lot of a different feel, with the hitting and that higher sense of competitiveness, because really it's about now making the team and a young team with a lot of competition.
Yeah, there's a big difference between no pads and pads, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, unfortunately, one thing you don't do is you don't tackle. You know, the days of the Oklahoma drills and training camp are long gone. But, you know, I think, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're playing, if you're a wide receiver, you're going against a Joe Hayden. I mean, Joe is going to show you some things, and Joe's a very confident guy that his pride doesn't want to get beat. So these kids are going to have to work. You know, I just... You know, the big thing, I think, you know, when you go into training camp like this is trying to develop team chemistry. And if you can get, you know, everybody on the same page and, you know, that chemistry can take a good team and make it great or an average team and make it good. So, you know, that's an important part. And the fact that so many of these guys are so young, I mean, there's a majority of this roster is probably 5 or 6 years or less.
Right, right. What does it take? We talk about that chemistry. Help define that, because you've been there, you've seen it come together. How will we know it when we see it?
Well, I you know, just think that, you know, the players trust one another. That, you know, if you got a combination block, you know the other guy's going to be there. If you're the quarterback and, you know, you're expecting this route, the guy, you know, runs the route that he's supposed to. And it's just, you know, it's a blend of, you know, playing together and having respect for one another, not trying to let the other guy down. And I think, you know, it's one thing when you're out there playing and, yeah, you're going to have bad plays. But, you know, obviously the thing is you don't make the same mistake twice. And I think, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, that are young, you know, have a chance to grow together. And it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I like that, because it is about the youth of this team, which we know it's going to be a young team, and the core players of this team are going to be young, and how they blend and I guess how quickly they show that they can work together, have that sense of common ground of wanting the same goal. It's hard to say, okay, you know, you've been thrown together for a matter of months now, and you're teammates. Now you got to trust one another. I guess that's the other thing, is how quickly that comes along. But some veteran guys, to call Jackson, right, and others, have to be Joe Hayden. They have to be voices in this as well, right? Joe Thomas.
And I think, yeah, you know, every guy does it in a different way. I mean, DeQuell is not a real vocal leader in a lot of ways. And that guy's going to be a screaming and yelling. But if you just watch the professionalism of DeQuell Jackson or Joe Thomas, you get an idea of what it takes. And, you know, you always say, you know, the easy part is getting to the NFL. The tough right. part is staying there.
When you hear, and I know this has been a big topic of conversation for the last several days, but all these dire predictions for the Browns, hearing national pundits come out and say, oh yeah, they're lucky if they win a game, and some of them have them going winless, and I find a lot of this absolutely ridiculous, because I'm really not sure what this is based on. I don't know how you can go from seeing a team that I know a lot of folks saw from the draft looking like it got better, looking like it improved itself, to saying now that we're days away from, or now we're at the start of training camp, that it's oh yeah, a team that can't do anything. Where do you think where does that come from, and how do you react to that?
Well, I mean, I just hope the other 31 teams read it, and so when they come to play, they think they've got a cakewalk. No, it's not going to happen. I mean, this is a much better football team. Yeah, the schedule is probably a little tougher, but other teams are going to have problems too. And, you know, there's talent on this football team. There's sure. a lot more talent than there was a couple years ago. And I really, you know, believe when you look at what they focused on this year is the impact positions, the running back, the quarterback, the wide receiver, you know, that can make a big difference. And, you know, I thought the defense last year, for the first year in Dick Duran's defense, they played pretty good. Yeah, you're going to miss Phil Taylor for probably the first half of the season. But there's some young guys that were exposed last year. Hey, you know, guys like that in the secondary, that all of a sudden, you know, this ball club has the ability to take another step. Then you look at the other teams. I mean, hey, Baltimore, Suggs is out for a while.
Right.
You know, Ray Lewis isn't getting any younger.
Their old line.
Neither is Ed Reed. You know, yeah. They're always, you know, shaking their offensive lineup. Pittsburgh, you know, they have a way to maintain, but you know they get some gray over there too. So you know, while the other teams are getting grayer, we're getting younger, and sometimes that's a pretty good situation.
And the last point we talked about coaches. I referenced that earlier about the newcomers, but I look at Pat Shurmur now. He has to in year two. Be a different guy. I mean, you would think just, I don't mean changing his personality and changing what he is, trying to be different, but I mean different in the sense of knowing what it is that he is into and how he wants to manage it and how he wants to run his program. He's got better ideas just because he's had that whole year of learning.
Well, he's got more ammo in his gun. He's got more firepower, and obviously, last year I think he tried to do a lot, and obviously if he had brought in a offensive coordinator, he was going to be in a no win situation last year because of having the no off season. Now this year with a total off season, getting a lot of young talent in here. I think we'll see a different Pat Shurmur in a lot of ways.
That's what I noticed, during the off-season workouts, and I'm going to pay attention to that during training camp. He just seemed to feel more comfortable, if that's the right word, in the off-season workouts because of what he had around him.
Well, I think, a new coach coming in last year, and normally a new coach gets two mini camps.
Yeah.
He didn't get that.
Right.
He didn't have his players till right at the end. He's trying to install a new offense and a new defense. He's got three, basically West Coast trips. The dice didn't really roll his way last year. His first game, he runs over a referee.
Right.
There's just a lot of things that happened last year that won't happen again this year.
Did you ever run over any referees in your time as a player?
No, but I threatened a couple. That was Joe Green.
He is Doug Deacon joining us here. Thanks so much, Doug. We appreciate it. All right. He is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month or get 0% for 60 months plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get new quick and take a new.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and blue-alicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salad, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great time, great food, get new quick and take a new.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Have you heard? ClearChoice, America's number one choice for dental implants, is also Ohio's leader in dental restoration. Stay tuned for details about a special offer just for you.
Do you have missing or failing teeth? Well, did you know that ClearChoice, the experts, are based right here in Cleveland? Come see our state-of-the-art dental implant center by giving us a call at 1-855-229-9227. And if you call right now, you'll get a free consult with our doctors, including a free 3D CAT scan.
You heard it. We have special appointments with our experts just for our radio listeners. Your free consultation will also include a free 3D CAT scan, a $700 value. So call now to take advantage of this limited radio offer.
What are you waiting for? Schedule your risk-free consultation with a ClearChoice doctor today and start living the life you deserve tomorrow. Call 1-855-229-9227. That's 1-855-229-9227. Or visit clearchoice.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow,
nor the dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep you and lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
What if it never happened? What if he was never here?
Now the fans chanting, goal me, goal me.
Or here.
A home plate celebration! Goal me to get by!
Or here.
Jim Dolby back with the Indians.
What if Kenny never ran?
And Austin, he is running wild on the bases today.
Or jumped.
Kenny Lofton took a home run away.
Or took a swing.
Oh, did Lofton hit a bullet?
What if he didn't come home?
He was not only the Indians' field leader behind the plate, the emotional leader as well.
And home again.
Six-time All-Star, Sandy Alomar Jr.
What if 455 was just the number?
They're on their feet at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, a sold-out Progressive Field.
And this?
A walk-off grand slam!
Was just...
For Carlos Santana! The magic is back!
The beginning.
Who knows what might happen?
Cleveland Indians. What if?
Sometimes faster is better. The checkout line, for instance. But not when I'm choosing insurance. Your home and car are the biggest investments you'll ever make. So take a deep breath, work with your agent, and find the right coverage.
Next!
After all, there's plenty of fast out there.
At Liberty Mutual Insurance, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/Cleveland and speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
On this Football Tuesday edition, hey, join the Browns for Family Night presented by Smuckers. That's on Wednesday, August 8th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Watch the Browns practice under the lights while enjoying music, games, live stadium entertainment, as well as a post-practice autograph session and fireworks. Admission is free. For more information on how you can attend, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And we are into our Ask Vic segment, this being driven by Liberty Ford, and also brought to you in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And Mark from Facebook wants to know, do you think John Hughes will be the starting defensive tackle in place of Phil Taylor? How do you think John Hughes will do this year? Well, I think the first question is, it will be competitive for that other tackle spot, but John Hughes would be my likely choice to win the battle. Again, rookie, got a lot to show, a lot to prove, but I think there are just intangibles. First of all, the tangible is that he's a big, strong, space-eating kind of guy. He's Phil Taylor, bigger, and I think perhaps stronger. But Hughes comes close enough to that prototype to certainly fit the bill. But here's the thing. I don't know if I see him just fully occupying that spot alone. I do think there will be a complementary sort of role, factoring in Billy Winn and factoring in others, you know, in this process, the veterans that we know are part of this as well. Brian Schaefering, you know, I think that's where this is going to, and Scott Paxton, I think these are the guys that you're going to see rotating around. And then it'll be interesting also to see the different physical attributes of Frosty Rucker, who could be moved inside as well as playing outside. Jaquay Parker, who is also a big enough guy that I think, you know, in different looks, and this is where the creativity of Dick Geron as defensive coordinator would show up. I think he's going to have multiple toys in the toy box to utilize on this defensive line. But I think John Hughes, you know, would ultimately be the guy that I could see starting next to Ataba Rubin inside, and then from there, look for a lot of shuffling and look for a lot of situational substitution. And again, look for fresh bodies, fresh legs to be put on the field in the D-line position, because that's really the key here. Wear down the opponents before they wear you down. Pete from Facebook. Vic, if Colt McCoy was the number one quarterback last year, obviously management thought he was better than Seneca Wallace. Why don't we keep him as a backup and get rid of Seneca Wallace? Go Browns, Pete says. Well, we don't know what's going to happen regarding Colt McCoy's future in this team, and I guess for that matter, Seneca Wallace. We'll see how the depth chart at quarterback plays out. But I think it's about where each player is at his respective experience level and what you're wanting in that number two position. Yes, McCoy has, you know, had that shot at being a number one, and we will presume that he took that shot, and now it's going to be, eventually, Brandon Weeden's turn at that. But you're talking about a younger guy in McCoy trying to fill a backup role versus, say, the more experienced Seneca Wallace. And that's where I think when the hierarchy of this team looks for an ideal type of player to fill that number two spot, I don't know if ideal applies to Wallace, but in terms of his experience and in terms of his role as kind of the career backup guy that he's been, that it would be more of a natural fit. I'll still have to see it. I mean, I've got to see it all play out. I can't tell you convincingly that I would feel good with either McCoy or Wallace as the backup until I see how it plays out. There's a great unknown here on how each player handles that role. Seneca clearly didn't seem comfortable in being, you know, in any sort of mentoring position. It didn't connect with him and McCoy last year, for whatever reason. Would it connect better with Brandon Weeden? Why? Well, I don't know. Is it a different personality type, or is it, because Seneca's talked about this on the record, saying that, you know, he's prepared to do that and sees what Weeden's about. But you got to have that right mindset. You got to have that right makeup, that temperament to fill the role. It doesn't mean you don't desire to be a starter. It doesn't mean you're settling for being a backup and that you're satisfied with that. Every team wants everybody to compete and want to take the job away from the guy in front of them. That's healthy for a football team. But at that quarterback position, it has to be beyond that. There has to be that ability to share what you know and see and willingly offer good, salient information to the starter. See things that you can only see as a quarterback, or that you tend to see as a quarterback more than the coaches will see. And Weeden will get great input, obviously, from Pat Shurmur, Brad Childress, right down the line, Mark Whipple. But there's that extra thing that another quarterback can give you, that only another quarterback can give you. And I want the backup for this team to be that guy who eagerly does that, who wants to do that, and does it selflessly. Helps the starter continue to succeed or be successful and continue to be successful, and that would be at his expense, at the backup's expense, because he's not, that reduces his chances of seeing the field. Jim from Facebook, the Browns needed much help at the wide receiver position, and perhaps Josh Gordon will be the guy. Something had to be done. We didn't get a top receiver prospect in the draft and didn't sign any veteran free agents, so it was a mess, a must. From what I saw on tape, it looks like he has the size and some speed. Now we need to see if we can he can pick up the offense and catch the ball. If he makes it and Weeden turns out to be a good quarterback, we could be a potential playoff team in 2013, Jim says. Good insights and perspective. And I've done the same thing of watching what there is to watch on Josh Gordon, and it's impressive physically what he can do, what he's capable of doing, and what he did in that Baylor offense, again, working with Robert Griffin III, and working in a pretty simplified passing attack that took advantage of just some real, you know, quick reading that RG3 had to do, and if he didn't see the open guy, he's tucking it and running it. In an offense like this, I think there will be more patience to allow pass plays to develop. You're going to have a quarterback in Whedon who is going to, again, stand tall in the pocket, survey, and then make his reads, make his throw. And I think Gordon can be a good fit from that standpoint. Now, picking up the offense and understanding what he needs to understand, that there will be a crash course. As you heard in our discussion that I had with Doug Deacon a short while ago, it's a lot. It's a load. He missed a lot by not being here and not being part of the offseason. I mean, he couldn't control that. He wasn't part of the team. But to not have gone through the rookie minicamp, the veteran minicamp, and OTAs workouts, that's a handicap that he has to overcome. It, for him, it's what everybody, all the rookies, went through a year ago, right? They had to hit the ground running right away when camp opened at the end of July because of no off season. All right, we've got much more coming up for you. Going to hear from Emmanuel Acho, rookie linebacker for the Browns, checking in today for, of course, the rookie camp that begins tomorrow. Junior Howerton sits down with him. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Morning, man,
summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Or get 0% financing for 60 months. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Bike nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Golf is joined Bruce, Chris, and me, Greg Brin, the Thursday, August 9th at Sweetbriar Golf Course in Avon Lake for the inaugural Hula 1 Classic. Tickets are $150 per person, includes golf, lunch, dinner, and a gift package valued at over $90. For more info, go to ESPNCleveland.com/Hula 1 or call Sweetbriar at 440-933-9001. The Hula 1 Classic is brought to you by Sweetbriar Golf Course, Northfield Park, A Kid Again, Dave & Buster's, Chilling the Most, Embroidery Me Brooklyn, Woodfire Grill, MT Business Technologies, and ESPN Cleveland.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Honey, don't you think it's time we trade in this old car?
Probably, but I think we're underwater.
Underwater in your old car? Bring me any trade and get a $7,000 discount off every select new Kia in stock. New 2013 Souls are just $99 per month, backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. And if you have a job bringing home $350 per week, we want to approve your credit today. Only at Bill Doherty Kia, I-71, Route 18 in Medina.
See dealer for details.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, this Football Tuesday edition. Vic Carucci with you till the top of the hour. And Browns fans, unite. Single game tickets go on sale Wednesday, August 1st at 9 a.m. This is your chance to purchase single game tickets for all of the exciting home matchups. Don't miss it, and visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information. Periodically, Jamir Howerton from our staff sits down with a key Browns player and has a chat. We talk about what's going on in football, what's going on around football, off the field. And this week, or today, he has a chance to sit down with Browns rookie linebacker Emmanuel Acho. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Well, Emmanuel, it's good to see you back in the building. How was your time away from the facility?
Well, it was good. It was well needed. Just get away, you know, clear your head, and just get your mind and body right for training camp.
Football-wise, what were you able to get accomplished over the past couple of weeks?
I was able to do a lot. You know, I knew I needed to work on my movement skills, my flexibility and whatnot. So between training in Austin, training in Arizona, I was able to get a lot accomplished.
Now, did you get some time to spend with the family and kind of just get away from football for a little bit?
I did. My parents were in Nigeria doing their annual medical mission trip, and so when they got back, I went to Dallas, hung out with them. And then my brother is with the Cardinals, so I went to Arizona, trained and worked out with him, so it was good.
Seeing how the rookies are expected to hit the field come tomorrow, how important is this time, and how helpful will this be for the rookie class to get out there and just kind of get acclimated to training camp?
I think it's good. You know, we got some catching up to do. You know, clearly we're rookies, so we have big strides and big leaps to tape, and you know, I think we're expected to contribute to this team in some way, shape, or form. So it's good for us to get out, you know, start off running, just get a little head start.
Are you expecting the tempo to be upbeat out there?
You know, it's what I'm expecting, but, you know, we went through OTAs, went through minicamp. We've been in action with the vets, and so I don't think I'll be too shocked.
Let's talk about that interaction with the vets, because come Friday, it'll be a full squad practice. How did you adjust to all the veteran players when it was a full squad practices after the rookie camp?
You watch and learn, and you kind of adjust on the fly. You see the speed of the game. You see just the intelligence behind each and every movement the guys are making, and you just understand that you have to match that. You have to match that intensity. You have to match that enthusiasm. And so you just watch and learn.
And with that, what did you learn from Scott Fujita, Chris Gokong, and Tequell Jackson?
You know, I tried to pick a little bit of their brain each and every day and just learned stuff such as hand placement, you know, how to get on, how to get off a block, how to read and react to a play, how to understand what's coming before it actually happens. So I'm still learning. You know, I'm not trying to say I know a lot by any means, but I hope to use this time to learn more and just continue to grow as a player.
Speaking of learning, how are you coming along in the playbook?
You know, the playbook's probably one of the easiest parts for me. You know, I consider myself a very intelligent guy, and so the playbook's not really the issue. It's more so just understanding the concepts behind the game at this level.
And you spoke about your brother getting out to Arizona to train with him. What has been some of the advice that he's given to you as you go through this process?
You know, he's kind of given me the answers to the test before I take it, and that's what I like to say, and that I know what's coming as far as from a training camp perspective, how much of a grind it is, how much of a mental toll it takes, and so he just told me to get under the wing of some of the veteran players that are doing it right, learn from them, and just be a sponge and soak up as much knowledge as you can.
And lastly, Emmanuel, I got a chance to talk with you during the off-season program, and you have a want and an eager to play on this level. Where does that passion come from?
I think just I've been called to play this game. You know, God's gifted me to play this game and to play this game well. And so, you know, knowing I'm out there and as I practice, as I play, I'm just putting a smile on his face. You know, that's just a blessing to me, and I know not to take that for granted.
Well, we wish you the best of luck and look forward to catching up with you during these days of training camp.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
Thank you, Jameer. Good stuff from Emmanuel Acho. He will join the other Browns rookies on the field tomorrow, rookie camp. And we'll bring you full coverage of that on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. By the way, tomorrow will mark the one-year anniversary of our show. Very excited about that. We've been on the air a full year tomorrow, and appropriately enough, the Browns will rookies will be on the field practicing when we launched this thing, July 25th of 2011. That was the day the NFL lockout ended. So good timing there. Very coincidental, but great timing. All right, we're going to answer more of your questions. That's coming up, and your comments that you share with us via our social media entities right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. Register today at Southeast Harley-Davidson for the 2012 Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally. Registration is only $35 each and benefits the Cleveland Browns Foundation and the Greater Cleveland Fisher House. Ride with Browns President Mike Holmgren from Southeast Harley-Davidson to the Cleveland Browns training facility and enjoy the exclusive opportunity to watch the Cleveland Browns private walkthrough practice at the end of the ride. Join the ride Saturday, July 28th at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile off I-480.
The 10, the 5, touchdown!
Browns fans unite. Single game tickets go on sale Wednesday, August 1st at 9 a.m. This is your chance to purchase single game tickets for all the exciting home matchups, including the opener versus the Eagles on September 9th, or division rivals Bengals, Ravens, and Steelers. Don't miss it. Single game tickets go on sale beginning Wednesday, August 1st at 9 a.m. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information.
Jim Swayze. If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, put the Twinkies on the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest selections of kids' books in town, and it's sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading lists, even kids' cookbooks, and we find it all at Half Price Books. Don't forget to check out the Half Price Books Feed Your Brain summer reading program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn back to school bucks. Find out details at hpb.com or at your local Half Price bookstore. A summer full of reading and a store full of books? Come on, let them grab a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain program at Half Price Books. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more at hpb.com.
Lake County Captains Baseball is 10 years old this year. Join us for a very special season at Classic Park as we celebrate our diamond anniversary all season long. Help us relive and make new memories with promotions like
Buck Night Mondays, Feed Your Face Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, Friday and Saturday fireworks, and Family Fun Sundays. For ticket schedule and promotion, visit CaptainsBaseball.com and find us on Facebook to wish us a happy anniversary.
Come celebrate 10 years of family memories.
With the Captains, Lake County Captains.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Rohde here, and I've got to tell you, when it comes to getting on the road, I choose Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Right now, the summer clearance event is happening at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. What does that mean for you? Well, listen to these deals they've got going on right now. Get the all-new 2012 Jeep Liberty Latitude 4x4, all leather, heated seats, power locks and windows, and much, much more. Lease that baby for only $269 a month for 24 months. Plus, listen to this, they have $2,000 off MSRP on every 2012 Jeep Wrangler, plus all the 2012 Wranglers. They're available with 0% financing. These great deals won't last long. Take it from the road, man. Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Tell them the road man sent you and save big now. Call 440-232-2121 for low lease deals and $2,000 off on the Jeep Wrangler, plus 0% financing. Check them out online as well at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.com.
Appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us on this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More of your questions, comments from the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages from Hunter. How good will Josh Gordon be, and will the Browns catch lightning in a bottle like the 1999 Rams did and go from 4-12 to the Super Bowl? Don't know about that second one, Hunter. Not that I wouldn't hope so. That'd be wonderful. Lightning in a bottle is probably the right way to put that. But you can get better faster in this league than I think you could even back in the day, even though the Rams pulled it off in 99 in a different era, because so much changes from year to year. And you hear third most difficult schedule. Okay, based on 2011 records, but a lot changes from teams from one year to the next, right? You just, who thought that Peyton Manning was going to be taking snaps in Denver, and the guy who was the quarterback for the Broncos in the playoffs is playing for the Jets? So that, Tim Tebow, that's how much things change. To your first point, how good will Josh Gordon be? I need to see more of him. I want to see any of him in training camp practices, preseason games. From his collegiate career and his physical makeup, I see a guy who can make a contribution, can make a pickup, an impact. I like the pickup. I like the pickup from the standpoint of that. But I've had a chance to see, you know, I haven't had the chance with him that I've had with the other rookies to see just how they look, how they perform in the off-season workouts, how quickly they're picking up things. So those opinions and judgments are forthcoming on Gordon. But I do like it. I just can't tell you how good he'll be until I see much more of him. This is one of those I'll revisit at the end of the preseason. Thomas from Facebook. If Greg Little, Josh Gordon, Josh Cooper, Jordan Norwood, and Travis Benjamin have good training camps, giving us five good receivers, will Mohamed Massaqua make the team? And if so, how long will he last, considering he hasn't shown anything in his first few seasons? And then he notes also that Josh Cribbs isn't a receiving threat. This from Thomas. Well, the lineup that you propose is entirely possible because anything's possible at a competitive spot. And when you're trying to make this position better and you go out and draft two receivers, essentially, obviously, second round pick from 2013 this year in Gordon in the supplemental draft. You exercise that second round pick of next year. And then the fourth round pick this year in Travis Benjamin and the speed that he brings, the dynamic ability that they expect from him. And as rookies, yeah, they could do that. And if in fact those are, they grab two of those first two spots, then it would be, or three of the rookies grabbing those spots. And then you're saying Jordan Norwood in there. Yeah, you're pushing Momas out of the mix, I would think, but I think he's going to have something to say about that. I don't think he goes into this quietly saying, "Yeah, I'm going to let these rookies knock me aside." I hope he sees this addition of Gordon, in addition to the other moves this team has made at his position, as challenges, and that he's going out there. He seemed to come in with that attitude, but now let's see it on the field. Let's see it in contact. And the same for Greg Little. Not that he's riding on a bubble necessarily. He's not. He gets a full chance to be the number one guy, to pick up where he left off as the leading receiver, but more consistency, better, all that he was attacking during the offseason physically to make himself a better player. So what you propose here is certainly not out of the question. It will be interesting to see how it ends up at wideout. David from Twitter. He says, do all teams have the ability to use what they can come up with to get ahead? And he's referencing like the use of iPads. Thanks for your show. Very nice comment there, David. Appreciate that. Yes, all teams have the same capabilities of making use of, for instance, in the iPads you refer to, and I'm sure you read about some teams distributing their playbooks that way, or certainly their game tape that way, because first of all, iPads being very popular with players, being almost the must-have device for people in that age group, but certainly for a lot of us, for me too, and I'm far from that age group. But as a tool that can be utilized, and it's a natural fit to, if you're doing all sorts of other functions on your iPad, to be able to watch your game tape, have that downloaded. And the Browns were doing that, have been doing that, and you saw an application, and you know, I have it on my iPad as well, but the guys can get their game tape downloaded by an outstanding video department that we have, and you see them, it's right down the hall from me. You see players, coaches, of course, going in there regularly to get all their materials. As far as playbooks, they're still the traditional binders. And it was funny watching coaches head downstairs with those big, thick, it was about 3 inches thick, I think those binders were, hundreds of plays in them. You know, we'll see how many of them that actually see the light of day as plays. But there's a whole lot that these young people are going to be, these rookies are going to be digesting when they get to rookie camp tomorrow. Kate from Facebook, what do these new receiver additions mean for Mo Mass and Carlton Mitchell? Both seem like good guys, but it seems as if they're on their way out with the arrival of Benjamin and Gordon. Again, Kate, I don't know. We'll see. I think it means it's competitive. And Bob says, my question is, do you think when they chose to pick Gordon, losing the second-round pick next year, that they'll get that pick back when trading Colt McCoy. If they can get a second, if they do make the deal for McCoy and can get a second back, yeah, that would be wonderful. I don't know that can happen, but I know they're always kind of thinking ahead and thinking that way. We want to thank Doug Deacon. We want to thank Emmanuel Acho, and we want to thank Jameer Howerton and Drew Boatner. We want to thank Daniel Lavelli. We want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. And 3 Deep is next. We will catch you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, our one-year anniversary show, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.